This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hello, this is Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 15th of September, 2024. Now on the show.
Hi folks, if you're intending to register for Perth Tech, here's your final on-air reminder to register. Registrations close on Thursday the 19th of September and prior registration is compulsory, no walk-ins. If you haven't yet considered or decided not to register for Perth Tech, let me tempt you to make or change your decision. The Perth Tech program has something for everyone, a good mix of technical and practical. The program includes Monia Salem, K6AQ, and he'll discuss the use of machine learning and free DV, improving digital voice over HF. And there are two amateur radio clubs in WA who have involvement with the state emergency services, and hear what they're up to. And hear how Peter, VK6, Hotel Papa, built a medium and low frequency station utilising equipment from an aviation non-directional beacon. Dennis, VK6AKR, and Dave, VK6KV, will demonstrate measuring permittivity of uncommon dielectrics with the subtitle of Spend More Time on Air, Less Time Tuning That New Antenna. And then Peter, VK6YSF, will discuss how necessity propelled him into maintenance of his radio equipment. He'll also walk through a couple of example repairs and what he did wrong and what he learned from the experience. And there's more. And then, of course, there's the social thing. Because on the day, there's endless tea coffee and a couple of good tea coffee breaks in which to chat amongst yourselves, lunch, morning and afternoon tea, optional sundowner at the end of the day. There's a day raffle with hundreds of dollars worth of prizes, and there'll be door prizes as well. And to cap it off, we've got caravan or camper parking for Friday and Saturday nights, so you don't have to get up so early in the morning or don't have to be too careful about having a nip or two at the sundowner. So our website is vk6.net and look at the Perth Tech page, vk6.net. That's easy enough to remember. And that's where you find all of the information about Perth Tech and there's a link there to register. It's a lovely purpley plum coloured button. You can't miss it. And a reminder again that prior registration is obligatory. Your registration and your fee pays for the catering, for lunch and for your morning and afternoon teas. And we've been burnt in the past. Everybody pays, nobody takes. I'm Bob VK6PAP for WA Amateur Radio News, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next weekend at Perth Tech.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. To get into the hobby of amateur radio is easy, but that doesn't mean it's simple. I was introduced to the hobby three times. The first time I was a Sea Scout in the Netherlands. It was JOTA, the annual Jamboree on the Air, and radio amateurs across the planet were set up at various scouting locations with their stations, showing off how to make contact with faraway places. My memory of it is brief. I recall a green heavy army tent with radios on a table. There was noise everywhere. I was told that I was hearing a station in Brazil, which seemed incongruous, given that I was standing on an island surrounded by other Sea Scouts, a place where I had been camping and sailing for several years. We trooped out of the tent, and 10 minutes later I broke a finger playing a game where you sat on a mast trying to upend the other person using a canvas bag with a jib in it. I was unceremoniously upended and landed poorly, and broke the middle finger on my right hand. Being a teenager, that was of course a source of immediate ridicule and innuendo, and getting a dink, that's Aussie slang for getting a ride on the back of the pushbike of my boatswain to the local hospital, after rowing from the island to the mainland, caused me to completely forget that amateur radio experience. The second time I came across the hobby was through my then manager, Ian, whom I now know as Victor Kilo 6 Kilo India Hotel. But at the time, he was a quiet-spoken man, thrust into the role of manager. The introduction came in the form of a Daihatsu charade, with a massive, what I suspect was a 40-meter HF whip. The amateur radio aspect made little or no impression. The antenna, clearly much too large for such a tiny vehicle, did. I don't recall ever talking about amateur radio or even seeing his setup. Come to think of it, I'm not sure if I ever have. The third time I came across the hobby was at a dinner table surrounded by my fellow dog cow geeks. One of them, Meg, then with the call sign Victor Kilo 6 Lima Uniform X-Ray, showed us her brand new shiny purchase, a drone that could be controlled remotely via Wi-Fi on 2.4 GHz. She went on to tell us that the range was pretty limited because it was Wi-Fi, but because she was a radio amateur, she was going to experiment with an amplifier. This was permitted because, as I learnt, the 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi frequencies are shared with amateur radio. You might know it as the 13-centimeter band. I asked about this thing called amateur radio. I wanted to know what was involved. How would you become one? What would it cost? You know, all the things everyone always asks. I was told that there'd be a course in 2 weeks with an exam the weekend after. I asked if we needed a group booking and was told to just rock up. So I did. I got my license in 2010 and my world changed forever. I will add, just to make sure that if you're planning to do this, that during my course I discovered that my license wouldn't permit my use of the 13-centimeter band, so I'd have to upgrade. I promptly purchased the requisite course material and started reading. In the meantime, I got distracted by the activities at a local club. Then I bought a radio. Then I was told I wasn't a real amateur because I only had a beginner's license. So, to prove a point, I started having fun with my license. I haven't stopped since. Now, some or maybe all of this I've shared before. Here's something new. I'm a so-called AFOL, or adult fan of Lego. It's not a guilty pleasure, I'm happy to admit it. I have too much Lego around me. My oldest set is from 1964, House with Garage, number 324-2. It's not complete any longer, the car is long gone, the garage door weights are broken off, but it has pride of place in my living room. History does not reveal how I came into possession of it. Best I can reconstruct is that in the deep dark corners of Australia, it takes a little while for kits to arrive, since I was born after the kit came into existence. I do know that I had it before 1976. The other day I was watching a documentary about Lego, and one thing stood out to me. I'll share the entire quote by Kjeld Kirk Christiansen, the then president and CEO of the Lego Group. Quote, "During the 1990s, we kept thinking that much more should be done for the adult hobbyist builders, as we called them at the time. Most people on the management team thought we should concentrate on children instead, but I felt that a person could have an inner child at any age." End quote. Why this is important is because of my activities as a radio amateur. We as a community keep saying that we should grow, that we're losing too many people, that we need to engage with STEM or science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Whilst that may be true and whilst JOTA and scouting might give us exposure to fresh new people, there's a massive community of adults who already know about our hobby. They just don't yet know how it might interact with them, personally, or how they might find it interesting, or engaging, rewarding, and all the other things that you, as an amateur, already know about. So, if there's adult fans of Lego, why not adult fans of amateur radio? Whilst thinking about that, how would you talk to them? How would you go about finding them? Relating their interest to our hobby, finding common ground, and discovering even more things that we can add to the thousands of amateur activities we already know about. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo. Ma.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur license test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications. The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6X-ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 15th of September 2024. Last week, Father's Day, was the 39th anniversary of Helpline, and we're in the 40th year now. That's 40 years. Getting a bit long in the tooth, but at my particular age at the moment, you're lucky to have teeth, I guess, so I should look on the bright side. Here's today's Helpline. For a sale, we have brand new boxed ICOM, IC450, 80-channel UHF CB transceiver. It was ordered some years ago, but it's never been used, never been unboxed. In fact, it's a high-quality unit, operates from 12 volts or 24 volts DC input, so it would suit a car or a truck. Comes complete with speaker microphone, which also controls the set's many functions. It has been superseded, but it is still a excellent piece of equipment, an excellent reputation, and a bargain at $175 or nearest offer. If you're interested, please contact Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, via email at the following address, which is Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. It spells C.S. Wallace at hotmail.com for further details. Last week, unfortunately, there was no helpline because of a total power failure at my QDH. I was unable to promulgate the helpline to Clinton before the deadline. So this week, the items that missed out was VK6 Echo Tango's Ham Shack clearance sale. which consists of today an Elenco Delta Romeo 635 VHF UHF base mobile transceiver, and it's priced at $295 or nearest offer. There's also a Upita, I don't even know how to say it, Upita or whatever, I'll spell it, Yankee Uniform Papa India Tango Echo Romeo Uniform model Mike Victor Tango 7100 multiband handheld transceiver for $65 or nearest offer. All that for $65. Okay. There's also a computer, a Kogan, K-O-G-A-N, Atlas 10.1-inch 2-in-1 Delta 600 touchscreen laptop with Windows installed, Windows 11 installed, with 64 gigabytes of RAM, I presume. Price $99 or nearest offer. If you're interested in those items, please contact Tony on his mobile, which is 0472-608-523. Again, at 0472-608-523, or you may email Tony at this address, which is Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiebroadband.com.au. That's AussieBroadband, Aussie Broadband, as that spells, .com.au. And that, my friends, is all this week. I'm not going to trust my luck any further. I will put it back to Clinton, and thanks for listening. If you have an audience for next week, please contact me at VK6XRayVictor, my call sign, at bigpond.com. At Big Puddled, in other words, bigpond.com. And thank you once again for listening. And if you do get in touch with me, I'll broadcast your items next week. 73 from VK6XRayVictor.
A few months ago, I issued a challenge to members of the Hills Amateur Radio Group, HAG, to form a team to have a go at the Remembrance Day contest. There were some enthusiastic responses, and soon enough there was a group interested, about 10 of us all up. Other things happened because we were going to do the RD. Someone checked the antenna connections, the SWR, etc. Others made sure all the equipment that should be in play was in place. We were not entirely successful there, as some pieces were hiding very successfully and were not found until after the contest, but they weren't essential. They would have just been nice to have. Some of us overnighted in caravans or on the couch at the club rooms, and some went to and fro from home as they don't live far. I should point out at this point that about half the team hadn't done a contest previously, so there were big learning curves ahead of us, for all of us. From the outset, we didn't think we would win the contest, but we were determined to give it a damn good go. There was a roster of sorts to make sure that there was always someone around to work the station, and others turned up from time to time, and there was always someone around to help the station stay on air for the full 24 hours. While the station was being worked, members would make tea and coffee, provide biscuits and scones and so forth, making the event pleasantly social, as well as giving the contest a good go. As it turned out, we did a bit more than give the contest a good go. Our entry was in the multi category. That means we had multiple operators on the team and used more than one transmitter at a time. And we were quite amazed to find out that we came third overall in Australia, third place in the whole country, and were the highest scoring multi team in Western Australia. That was pretty good, I thought. Top of the Wazza in Western Australia. So congratulations, team, we did it. What next? Well, there's an Oceania DX contest looming. I wonder. I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.